Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Know Your Yoga and the World. Namaste to all of you. Thanks for joining me again. So, if you remember the last episode, we talked about how uncomfortable feelings often begin to rise when our life gets quieter and feelings that have been covered before do emerge. Feelings like sadness or anger or emptiness, or maybe just, you know, some vague feeling that there's probably more inside of me that I knew or that I wanted to know of. So when we begin to notice these feelings again, sometimes what also can happen is that we clearly see how often we just get distracted so quick. Like how quick our attention gets pulled outward instead of inward, you know. How quickly we move away again from ourselves. How quickly we move again to the phone or to the conversation, into a message. We talked about this already. And what happens then? And how we can stop that, how we can keep our attention on ourselves, not getting pulled out again. I want to talk about this topic today. Actually, attention, but not like just attention in general. Attention and how we can keep a little more of it within ourselves in everyday life, just to make that clear. You know, when we become more sensitive to what is happening inside of us, we also become more aware of what does keep us pulling away from it. And I think many of us do not even notice how often they keep pulled away from themselves during the day. Not because there's something wrong with it, it's just like the world is built that way. You know, everything is asking for our attention. Everything. The phone, or just maybe a sound on the street, or just a message you receive, and maybe just some random thoughts or a task. My colleague or a person who's coming up to me and wants something from me, and flip, my attention has gone again. It's not really especially dramatic. It's just these small, continuously interruptions that slowly, more and more, pull us away from ourselves. And by the end of the day, we do feel tired or scattered or sometimes just hollow or empty. Wasn't a big thing happening that day. It was not really like a trauma happening. It's just little by little things again and again. Because inwardly, we have been moving all day long. And when we begin to come back to ourselves, you know, when we start to think of us, this comes more and more obvious. Because before, we may have been just moving through our days and not even noticing that we were losing ourselves. But once there is more awareness with ourselves, we do begin to notice. And then we do begin to notice that this constant reacting is just tiring. This constant switching does make us restless. And this constant availability really does cost us energy. So now the logic and immense important question is, how do I stay with myself when so many things keep pulling at me? How do I keep my attention on myself? I think attention is something very valuable and should be treated that way. Valuable. And yet we do often treat it like it is endless available. And this is why protecting our attention is so vital. And it begins with small everyday moments. For example, in the morning, what is the first thing you let in after waking up? Is it your phone? Is it a message? Or is it just other people's thoughts? Can we give ourselves one small moment first in the morning? Sounds simple. It makes a big difference whether your nervous system has to start running immediately in the morning or whether you get to arrive within yourself first. The same things happening throughout the whole day. Take your meals, for example. Sometimes one boundary can be as simple as this. Right now, I'm eating. I'm not chatting with you. I'm not gossiping or doing some other stuff. No, I'm just eating and I don't do anything else. Just eating may sound small, but often brings a surprising amount of calmness back into our system. Same is with messages. Not everything has to be answered immediately. Not every message is so urgent just because it appears on my phone or on my desk or on my computer. Sometimes it helps to leave one small moment between the stimulus and the response. Stop, check, then operate. First read it, take a breath, and then decide. Do I want to answer this right now? Do I have to answer it right now? Do I have the capacity for it? Or am I just doing it because I'm used to be available all the time and answer instantly? That is to taking care of yourself. It is self-care. It is not harsh. It is not selfish. It is just conscious acting. And another important area in the way we handle our conversation is there too. Sometimes we know already very clearly when we are in the middle of a conversation with somebody. We do know already, actually, oh, I'm already tired of this. Actually, this is just too much for me right now. Actually, I would rather stop and get out of this energy for a moment. But still, we stay. Why? Out of habit, out of politeness, or because we don't want to disappoint anyone. Maybe this is also a place where you and me and everybody can begin to listen a little more closely to ourselves. Do I really need to continue right now? Would it be more honest just to pause and stop? You could try to maybe keep the conversation shorter, or maybe just answer later, or maybe just say, hey, sorry, I need a moment. It does not have to be a big thing. Sometimes small boundaries are already enough. Finally, at the end of the day, protecting your attention might be very simple just by not taking everything into bed with you. And so allowing the nervous system to relieve itself and stop attaching to everything. And when I say attaching, I'm not only talking about phones or messages. It can also be other people's moods. They can tear you down. People are tense. People are irritated. People can bring extra pressure into a room. Notice how it changes. Then if we are not careful, we begin to carry this too, as if it was ours. This is crucial because especially when we are feeling more ourselves again, this can happen very quickly. Sometimes it helps to quietly say to yourself, "Hey, I noticed this. I notice how the mood changes. But I do not take it in. I can just observe it." Even that small sentence can help you stay a little more with yourself. I think keeping your attention with yourself does not mean shutting the world out. It simply means becoming more aware of where you lose yourself in everyday life, where you leave yourself, where you keep reacting, where you actually need a pause, and then not trying to change everything at once. Just starting small. Check in with yourself frequently during the day and ask yourself, "Where is my attention?" That is often how more calm can begin, more clarity, and more of a feeling that you are not constantly being pulled away from yourself. So maybe the question today is not, how do I protect myself from everything? But more simply, just where do I lose myself most quickly in everyday life? And what would change if I took a little better care of my attention here first? Thank you for being here with me today on my podcast. Until next time, please be gentle with yourself. Take good care of your energy and keep finding your way back to yourself in small everyday moments. Namaste, love and light.